Alex, Jason and Deb. Minus Jason. Plus Google Daddy.
Yeah.
Nick, you left that song going, you turned the bed on too early. You should, if you're going to turn that over, play that over the song, you got to turn the song down. Nick's having a bit of a misfire day today. That's all right. He's got Thanksgiving on his brain. Turn the bed down, too. There you go.
Sorry, I got lost in my number. You know what I think it is?
What is it? Because you are a different person today than yesterday.
Well, A, I was playing so far above the rim yesterday and the 2 days before.
What? That's how it should be.
I know. I'm not capable of that on a consistent basis. But,
You got to work on that.
Yeah. Also, I haven't been doing my normal morning routine.
You gotta be ready.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and I think my body is starting to reject that practice.
Jesus Christ! You're so off today.
2 seconds left in that, it would have cut itself off. Jesus.
All right. Headlines brought to you today by Round Rock Toyota. If anyone can send Nick some help, that'd be great. This headline, not really a headline, but we did this yesterday, and it was fun. I had a lot of fun talking about stuffing versus dressing. Now I've got something else for you. Because it's Thanksgiving week, I now have a poll of the most popular Thanksgiving pie in every state. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you saw this, but last week, was it Saturday? I made a pecan pie. That was outstanding.
It did look good.
It was really good. Yeah, it was not only delicious. I'm not bragging. I did kind of steal the recipe off the internet. I looked at I googled healthy pecan pies because I didn't want to eat all that corn syrup. And it was honey. They like, just put honey in it instead. That's the secret. And it was amazing. And I got to say, pecan pie up there with my most favorite pie of all time. It's close second, cherry pie.
Okay.
Love cherry pie.
No apple pie?
Apple pie, you fine.
Okay.
You fine. Apple Basic. Crumble, I prefer. I'm making apple crumble this week. But the analysis looked at every state and said, all right, you got to choose state. What do you like for Thanksgiving? Which is your most favorite pie? And pecan pie won 5 states, all in the South. Texas is a pecan pie state.
Yeah,
I'm looking at the infographic. Yeah. And it's Texas, and then the one next door, and then that one, and then the other one, and then one above our next door neighbor. They're the only ones that wanted pecan. The rest of the country, basically almost 42 out of the 50 states, went to pumpkin pie. Pumpkin pie, you're the big winner.
You basic bitch states.
I have got an unpopular opinion. Pumpkin pie, you suck.
I don't think I've ever had pumpkin pie.
Whoa. Suck. All right,
never
Spenny,
had pumpkin pie.
Talk up for the pumpkin pie lovers out there, because I'm not one of them.
I love it because I only eat it like once a year.
Yeah?
And it tastes great to me.
So it's like the taste of Thanksgiving?
Yeah, that's what and maybe we'll have it at Christmas sometimes, but it's like just, if I see it in a store or something, maybe when the season's coming up, I'm like, nah.
I'm going to wait.
I don't want this right now because I know it's just going to ruin it for me. To be fair, not necessarily the best pie.
Yeah.
But I love it still. It's like, I mean, it's...
It's a nostalgia factor.
I look at it
factor.
Like buttermilk pie, which I don't think is the best, but it's like sweet and it's got I don't know how to describe textures in pie.
Oh,
but
obesity?
It's
Mama Dick's buttermilk pie.
Mama Dick's buttermilk pie, I put on 10 pounds just looking at it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then another 15 with the 3 bites I had.
Just the smell has a calorie count.
Really?
It is. I mean, I never want to eat it again, but it was outstanding.
Yeah.
It was absolutely...
Just punch you in the face.
It was absolutely
sweetness.
Amazing. Oh, my God. QMAC just tweeted at Jason and Deb, what happened to the vinegar pie? We never got to the vinegar pie, did we? I forgot.
No, we
did. Did you hear about the vinegar pie?
Yeah, I was listening, I think.
Yeah, the vinegar pie, that's just got to go. You know what? Tweet at us, at Jason and Deb. What are you? Pecan pie? Pumpkin pie? What's best? I'll fight you for the pecan pie.
You know, I was thinking about this, because I'm not a huge pie guy, but I think I don't like pie with a top crust on it, like an apple pie.
Right.
You know, like give me a good key lime, just like a chocolate.
Something with a crust on the bottom.
Some sort of chocolate pie that just has whipped cream on top of it. That's great. The buttermilk pie. So yeah, you put a crust in there, that's too much. That's too bready.
Too crusty.
For me. I don't like it.
Yeah. You know what? So my apple crumble.
Just be a kolache.
There's no crust on the bottom, no crust on top, just crumble on top.
Yeah.
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 I'm looking forward to making this. I bought the ingredients yesterday. I bought like a casserole dish kind of thing to make it in. Mm-hmm. I'm all excited. Guys, am I getting old? I'm baking.
This is 2020. That's what we're
doing. We are. Okay, so I can blame it on 2020 that I'm absolutely getting excited about making this thing.
Hey, you're building a skill, too. It's great.
You're getting into it just in time, just under the deadline.
Yeah,
it's a pandemic time.
Don't worry, pandemic is definitely going to continue to 2021. I know it. It's going to happen.
Give me some of that Google data.
Oh, okay. I will.
Back to the Morning X with Jason and Deb.
101X, Jason and Deb. And I'm just going to mention back to my C of the Week here, which was in a weird spot. It's a Wednesday. I get it. But we got a tweet from, it just refreshed right in front of me, and I didn't want it to. Why'd you do that? El Flamingo SA says, what galls me about Rittenhouse, the Rittenhouse deal, is more that he was able to walk freely around during a protest with a rifle. When you know if he had been a black kid with a rifle, he would have been stopped immediately at best. Yeah, right. At worst, he would have been stopped with force. Yeah, he wouldn't have been questioned. No questions asked. He would have been shot dead. And instead, this idiot, this bastard, this murderer is walking around out. He's free because of celebrity sympathizers. It's disgusting.
Well, not only that, he's now somewhat of a celebrity himself to the right. Like,
yeah.
He's a hero. Enjoy the perks of
it's
that.
It's disgusting. Anybody that supports that supports the murder of the senseless murdering of minorities, the racist murdering of minorities. You cool with that? That's not cool, guys. That's not cool.
It's weird that we can't agree on
it's
that.
It's bipartisan as well. Yeah. That's not cool. Change the subject a little bit. David Storguy says, IDK, what the hell a pecan is? But if you're after pecans, my parents have multiple trees and I can bring you buckets of fresh ones. That's all right. My trees gave me buckets already. I don't think they're falling anymore. Like maybe twice a day I'll see a big old pecan. All right. And Steph says, can we just sit here, Deb, say pecan one time?
I'm sorry, what?
I'd said it that one time.
Oh, is that it?
You didn't hear it?
No.
Pecan.
Pecan. All right, that's it. I can't do any more. Diego Gonzalez tweets at Jason and Deb, says, cherry, hell yes, FTW. Ruby Two Shoes says, I'm not a pie fan, but if you have a white chocolate raspberry cheesecake, I'm all over it, girl. I am with you. I'll see those things, the Bailey's flavored things or the cappuccino flavored cheesecake, anything, I'm like, give it to me. But if you're at Thanksgiving, there's a spread, you can't have a whole piece.
Okay,
can we just all decide we're gonna share, like I'll have a bite of that and a bite of that, and so I can have a bit of everything, but I can't have a slice of everything. I'll die.
Yeah. Here, I don't want to open up but make us even more divisive, but is cheesecake a cake or is it a pie? I would say it's a pie. It's a pie crust.
Yeah, it shouldn't be called cheese.
It's cheese pie.
Cake.
Does that not sell as well if it's cheese pie?
Yeah, that just sounds...
Have a nice cheese pie.
Awful.
What do you bring to Thanksgiving? Pie. Making a homemade cheese pie.
It's got some ricotta in there. It's topped with cheddar. You brulee it with blowtorch on the top.
Hang on. What if
are you digging this?
You get the
layers
pie crust,
of cheese.
You fill it up with some mac and cheese. A mac and cheese pie... Now we're talking.
Topped with
some bacon crumble.
Oh, no, I can't.
You don't
eat
have
it.
To do that if you don't want to.
Is this gross? Is this weird? Has anyone done this? Because mac and cheese will come out Thanksgiving, right? You guys would put that on the table. Mac and cheese, trash food. Again, my unpopular opinion. Can you make mac and cheese? We're doing our cheese pie. So it's mac and cheese filling. Can you put like chunks of brie or camembert in there? So once it's hot, it just like melt, and every now and then when you're biting into your cheese pie, you get this.
Hell yeah.
Can we not do that?
Here, check this out. Scalloped potatoes with mac and cheese on it.
Pasta, potatoes, cheese.
Hold on.
Crap my pantalones. Crap them right now. Don't crap your pants this week. Nick, look at me. Don't crap your pants this weekend. Let's break for right here. We'll be back in a minute.
Back to the Morning X with Jason and Deb.
On our next Morning X, Jason and Deb, Mel G replies to at Jason and Deb on Twitter and says, where is the option for both? Nick put a poll up for pecan or pumpkin pie. This is a big thing that's been going on, you know, over the years now. It's been the great wars of pumpkin versus pecan. And Jesus Christ, get this. At Carol S. Gardenfly tweets at Jason and Deb and says, I have a recipe for cheese pie. It's a custard with ricotta or cottage cheese. It's delicious.
No, no, thank you.
I kind of like the idea of our mac and cheese with pieces of brie in it, maybe with breadcrumbs on the top instead of a pie crust. Mm-hmm. What do you think about that?
The breadcrumbs
sound
good.
Mac and cheese cobbler.
Mac and cheese cobbler. I could do that. Brett with one T tweets at Jason Adeb, says, my dad is making smoked mac and cheese this year for the first time tomorrow. And needless to say, I'm excited. Hashtag Texas. Hashtag smoked cheese. Hashtag yum. And,
oh, that is good.
Adrian tweets at Jason and Deb and says, mac and cheese is amazing, and that's facts. Look, I know that I have an unpopular opinion that mac and cheese is trash, but I know that it's unpopular. Mm-hmm. Right? I'm not going to say I'm wrong, because I still have my beliefs, my tastes. I don't get it. It's bland pasta with cheese.
I think it's a certain, I don't know if it's maybe just something that we grew up doing here, but like, to me, that mac and cheese is like being a kid. Like, I remember fish sticks and mac and cheese and some ketchup.
There's nostalgia
we're grown ups.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's like, you're a child, have trash food. I'm a grown up, I will eat brie. You eat that weird trash food.
You had powdered cheese from a box. Disgusting. Disgusting.
Now, if you're making like something fancy from scratch, I guess it's probably better, but I just don't like cheesy.
Absolutely.
I don't like cheesy pasta.
Yeah. It's in the new H-E-B Mueller food hall thing. There's like a special cheese, like it's a grilled cheese place.
I got an ad for that the other day somewhere about all of the different restaurants. There's a Japanese place there. Mm-hmm. So there's a grilled cheese place.
Yes. Yeah. That they
grilled
do specialty
cheese also.
Cheeses. I think it would be more in your
unpopular
wheelhouse.
Opinion. Overrated.
I never got into the grilled cheese world. So like that's like, yeah, like put a beef patty in between that grilled cheese.
See, I come here and I look at a grilled cheese, right? A grilled cheese to me, it's not grilled either. It's not put on the grill. It's not done under the grill. Under the broiler is what we would call the grill. It's a saucepan sandwich, all right? That's what it is.
Fried cheese sandwich. Oh.
It's a frying pan sandwich. It's a warm frying pan sandwich.
I like saucepan sandwich because the alliteration.
Saucepan sandwich,
yeah.
Grilled cheese sounds way too fancy for what that is. When I first heard about that when I came here, I was like, grilled cheese? You put cheese on the grill? Very confused. But no, it's a saucepan sandwich. What I grew up with, Google Daddy, check this out. Look up a Breville sandwich maker. I feel like everyone in England had one of these little sandwich makers. And instead of having we would call them toasted sandwiches or toasties, some people call them. And you butter the outside of the bread and you put the bottom side down on this Breville toaster sandwich maker. And then you put your filling in there. And then you put the other piece of bread on and then you close it.
Yeah.
And it heats and toasted and it seals the sandwiches on the edge. So
that's got to be cute.
And then you'll be careful because cheese and piccalilli is one of my favorites. Piccalilli is like a kind of a relish. It's amazing. You put this cheese and it all heats up and the cheese gets all melty. You got to... very hot. You take the first bite and then you make it breathe out all the hair. It's the best. So that's what we grew up with. And then I come here and you're like, you want a grilled cheese? And you find out what it is and it's a saucepan sandwich. And it's burnt half the time. It's your burntness on it.
A slice of just plain old American cheese.
Blah. No, and then your house smells like weird hot bread with... it's just, no, get yourself a Breville. It will change your saucepan sandwich situation. It will change your life. I reckon it would actually blow people's mind. Mm-hmm. What do you think of the pictures there?
They look awesome. There's multiple varieties. The most expensive being like $130.
Yeah,
but
I've got one at home in a box. 60. I've used it like twice. I got it as a gift when I was dating a chef. I would get all of these amazing kitchen gifts that I never use. Well done, self-serving gift giver.
Yeah.
But I've got one. You know what? I should whack it out and make you guys some Breville sandwiches one day.
Let's do it.
You'll never go back to a saucepan sandwich again.
With the Piccadilly sauce.
Piccalilli. Cheese and Piccalilli is the best toasted sandwich you'll ever have. I will bet my hat on that one.
Here's more Jason and Deb.
101X.
Morning X Sports.
Nick's had enough of working with me and working this week. Like, he's on a 3-second delay today.
I swear to you, this thing is screwing me now. It's doing that thing that does Jason. Like, I tapped it three times, and I was like, if you're freezing, computer, I'm just going home.
That would suck.
We don't need one more nail in the coffin.
This is going to play Machine Gun Kelly on repeat until Monday.
You hear that? World, you've broken him. Finally, you've beat him down. Sports, oh crap, is sports brought to you by anyone?
I don't believe so.
In just about over an hour, the college basketball season is about to start, but it looks like tons of games have already been cancelled. Baylor men's team is out for their games today and tomorrow. They play on Thanksgiving. People watch college basketball on Thanksgiving?
I don't.
How do you have time when you've got three football? Isn't it three football games tomorrow?
Yeah.
Which ones do we care about? Any of them?
For the football games?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, obviously there's the Cowboys.
Okay.
And then.
When do they play? In the middle of the day?
Yes.
Might be in my peripheral because I think we're eating around 2. So that'll give us time afterwards to be fat and sit in front of the television.
Here, Alberta does have no stuff question. What team will play the early game? They play every year.
The early game?
Yeah.
You mean not the 3 o'clock game?
Not the 3 o'clock.
There's an earlier game?
Right, 11:30.
And it's not the Cowboys?
Yeah. I'll give you the options. I'm trying to remember what they were off the top of my head.
Hang on. I'll see. They play every year, you say?
Mm-hmm.
The early game?
Mm-hmm.
NFL?
Yes.
America's team?
I'll give you a hint. They're kind of one of those sad sack joke teams that can never...
Washington football team.
You know what? They're playing the Cowboys, so I'm going to give you a moral point on that one.
Okay.
They're not the one that plays
I don't know.
Year.
Who's playing early?
Detroit Lions.
Yeah. They give them like a sympathy game.
They've somehow got grandfathered in. Like, they've been playing on Thanksgiving since like the 1930s.
I went to a Thanksgiving game once, a Cowboys Thanksgiving game, and it was in the old stadium, which was outside. And it was freezing.
Yeah.
But we had, just randomly, my ex, who I was with then, had connections in the ticket world. So we had amazing seats for people who cared. Mm-hmm. I was just cold and thought, this is what you do?
Yeah.
This is how you spend Thanksgiving.
It's America's game.
I know. It's a tradition. There was the first time I spent a Thanksgiving in the States and football was put on the television. And I was starting to feel like, oh, Thanksgiving, I'm digging you. This is really nice. I've always been welcomed in people's houses. Obviously, I don't have family here, but I've always just, you know, my friends have just taken me in and haven't made me feel like too much of a loser, waif, or stray. But it's been nice spending time with other people's families. And I've always been blown away how families do that. Just completely open their house up to randos.
I mean,
and
that's
friends
the
of friends.
Of the holiday.
It is.
That's what it's about.
It's wonderful. I can't ever imagine that happening growing up at Christmas. You'd be like, what? There's going to be someone else here?
Yeah.
Who is this person? So I now think of Thanksgiving as like kind of Christmas, you know, a light Christmas without having to deal with all the gifts and the Jesus and I don't know, pin in the tail on the reindeer.
Yeah, exactly.
Isn't that what you guys do on? Totally. Anyway, no. Now it seems to me weird to be watching football on Christmas. Does that happen here as well? Remind me.
Sometimes, rarely, it's only when it lines up like to be on like a Sunday or maybe Saturday.
There's never a specific sporting event that ruins Christmas.
Christmas is basketball. The NBA always usually has like a marquee matchup, and I think that they were trying to do a Christmas start date for the season.
Oh, that's the worst.
No, it's so good because they would pit like, you know, LeBron James versus Kobe Bryant.
No, on Christmas Day, you're not supposed to be all watching the telly. You're supposed to be hanging out together. Playing games, crackers.
You need a break from the Christmas Story, Deb. You watch that for 7 hours, then you put on a basketball game, and it's right back to Christmas Story.
That sounds like hell, Nick Harshter. What are you going to do today? Because you've got Thanksgiving today for some weird reason, and then there's no... What are you going to watch on television? How are you going to be distracted from your family?
I don't know. I didn't even consider that. I guess food? Just have to keep
more
eating?
You're going to have more FaceTime with these people.
I mean, my family gatherings are pretty easy because we sit there and we get there right in time for food to usually be ready with, you know, within a couple of minutes of us arriving, and then we eat, and then we just
and
sit
then
there.
You leave.
we'll sit there and we just play like spades or rummy or double nine dominoes, some sort of card game like that.
Dominoes.
We play until me and my sister have angered each other enough with like accusations of cheating.
Yeah.
And all that. Because she just, man, she is so lucky. She just gets cards.
She doesn't cheat, but you accuse her of cheating.
Well, I've never caught her. I have never found her cards up her sleeves, but that is just yet. But yeah, she always just gets the aces and things like that. And we play a weird rule where you get like 1,000,000 points if you have the Joker.
Yeah.
And so she always just like, oh, I just have both of the Jokers in my starting hand. I'm like, yeah, right.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, right. There's a particular seating order. I think she always sits past my mom, so she's getting my mom's discard cards.
Mm-hmm.
And I think my mom is just bad.
She doesn't know the rules.
Well, she knows the rules. Like, it's upbringing. That Rummy is a part of Czech heritage. Rummy and spades. And dominoes.
I grew up playing Rummy and spades.
Well, I know, but just like our people, we play those games. But she just is not cognizant of you have to play defense as well with your discard, and my sister just reaps the rewards. That reminds me. I'm going to make sure I sit between them two this year.
Nice.
Strategy.
Switch it up.
Yeah, strategy. Yeah. I like that, Nick. Good job. Well, keep us posted. I want to see how the games go. If there's no sports on telly tomorrow, but you've got all the sports around the dining room table. I want to know who wins. You know what? You're on a winning streak.
Yeah.
You take it home today, Nick.
All right.
It's Jason and Deb on 101X.